It's year two for you, I'm sure. You know, fun year number one, no question. I think you had some fun times, but off and running with year number two, I'm sure it's been smoother, easier with classes and getting to track and indoor track and field. It's been a little bit easier this second year, hasn't it?
Yes, I would 100% say that this year has been a lot easier. I feel like I've kind of found my groove of things on and off the track, especially in the classroom and, you know, kind of balancing studies and outside, you know, friendships and track as well. But yeah, I would definitely say this year has just been a lot smoother and just kind of easygoing.
Taught your classes, I take it going good. Everything, you know, year two with what you're majoring in, everything's going good in the classroom.
Yep, yeah, I actually picked up, so I'm majoring in biology and pre-med. And this year was kind of one of the years where I wanted to narrow in on my future path on whether I wanted to go to med school or PA school, because I need to start kind of making some of those decisions right now. And so a lot of this last semester was kind of figuring that out to plan the next couple of years for me in class-wise, so I didn't have to be here for an extra year at all. So that's what a lot of this last semester contained, was just kind of figuring out what I wanted to do in the future. And so now that I've kind of got that narrowed down into those two options, it's been a lot easier, and I feel like that's why I've been enjoying my class so much, is because, you know, that's what I want my future to be with, and that's why I feel like a lot of this has just been a lot smoother for me than it was my freshman year outside of taking all those gen eds and everything. So
are you leaning one over the other, or is it just it's a toss-up right now?
I would say I'm leaning more towards med school right now. Mm-hmm. I really love OBGYN. That's kind of what my mom does. She's a nurse up at Great Plains, and I shadowed some of the doctors up there. I've been shadowing them a lot, and I shadow PA. You know, it just kind of depends on how long I want to go to school for. About maybe 4 or 5 more years of med school, or if I just wanted to go 2 years. And so that's why I've been kind of narrowing down my option, because a lot of the classes that I'm taking right now could get me into either med school or PA school by my senior year. But, you know, I kind of want to have that in my mind on what I want to do, and just keep that in the back of my mind, because, you know, GPA matters, volunteering, and just all those other little things matter, you know, when you're looking at your future. So I've just been trying to keep that in mind as well.
That's pretty cool that you've got a plan and you're going to stick to it, and it's, and you know darn well, whatever you go, whatever road you go, it's going to turn out okay.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Indoor track and field underway. I see you just had a meet the other day, ran the 400, ran the 4x4 relay, and I know it's early in the indoor season, but are you pleased with times and the open events and your relay so far?
I was really satisfied with our first meet we had in December, the early bird meet. I ran the 60 and the 2 that meet, and that one was really, you know, I felt strong and I felt really good. And then this last meet, I wasn't satisfied with my 400, but, you know, I'm tough on myself, and, you know, I had a little bit higher expectations. But coming off of break, I gave myself some grace, as we haven't been doing that high of interval training yet. So I've been kind of talking with my coaches about that as well. Our 4x4 was very well this last weekend. We all ran a PR from the first time that we ran the 4x4 indoor, not like an indoor PR, an outdoor PR, but it was a PR from the time that we ran the 4x4 last year. So looking at the positives, you know, we have some more work to do. Always to get better is the goal, and to push ourselves. But, you know, just kind of getting those first two 400s for me are always rough, just because, you know, it's nerves, it's coming off of break, and just all of those other little things. But now that I'm in the groove, I know what it feels like again, as that was my first, both of them were my first 400s and since last outdoor season. So, you know, we have to go to work again, and I'm excited to do that.
And I'm sure it's vacation, Christmas vacation, your training's just not the same. I'm sure you're at home trying to work out at the school and lift and stuff like that. It's just not the same as being at college, is it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. In our track, I mean, I don't get the nice indoor and outdoor track at Maywood. You know, I'm practicing. I didn't spike up. I think I spiked up maybe twice over Christmas break in the 3.5 weeks I was there. And, you know, we spike up almost every single day here at Doan. And so, you know, it's just different. You know, you're not pushed by your teammates. But, you know, I did what I could, and the training over the winter, you know, did me well. But, you know, it's not the same when you don't have your coaches there and your teammates, and, you know, even just being able to spike up and just run a fast-paced 55-meter or acceleration or anything like that. You know, it's so different adjusting to all those other things when you're back at home. So
that 4x4 relay again was a pretty special one last year. Besides you, are all three of those same members back, or you have a different crew running right now?
No, we are all returners. Uh-huh. So this year we have Chaney Nelson and me, who are sophomores, and then we have two juniors, which are Kat and Danny. So yeah, we are all we were young last year, you know, two freshmen, two sophomores, and so we're all returning, and I think as of right now, they're anticipating the same 4x4 throughout the rest of the season. So that's why I'm so excited, because, you know, last year was so well for us. I mean, we were sitting eighth on the record boards for breaking the record here at Doan. And so, you know, as two freshmen and sophomores, I mean, that's our goal this year. I mean, we're going to work for that. So that's what makes me the most excited, is because, you know, we are all returning and we all want it just as bad as, you know, one of us, like, we all want it as bad as each other, you know. So
I think you ran, correct me if I'm wrong, you ran a 200 in one of those early meets too, I think, didn't you?
Yes, yeah, I did run the 200 this last December at Concordia. Yeah, that was because I didn't do the early bird my freshman year, but yeah, I was feeling really prepared. I'm like, yeah, throw me in it, like, I'm ready to run. And so yeah, that was a good meet for me. I PR'd in both my 60 and my 200, so that felt good going in to, you know, the new year.
How about the women's team as a whole? I mean, it seems like, just kind of reading up on some of the meets, this recent one, that as a whole, and the field events and your running events, you've got a lot of talent on this team this year.
Oh yeah, I mean, we've been last year, you know, as we look at conference titles, we look at, you know, our biggest rival, who's Concordia. And seeing where we lost a lot of last year, I mean, we didn't really lose a ton as much as we're gaining this year. I mean, we're gaining a couple more athletes this year that have so much talent. And so, you know, when you look at it, I mean, last year we were supposed to lose an outdoor to Concordia by about, I would say, 50 points. And we were 4 points away, 2 or 4 points. I don't even remember. It was super close. It was to the end, and then we ended up losing to Concordia. And so, you know, when you see that as an athlete and as a coach, like, I feel like this year, like, we've all our whole women's team has just been trying to stay healthy is the biggest goal. And then, you know, pushing each other as teammates, and we've been setting some goals, and one of those goals we're focusing on indoor before outdoor, but one of our goals is to, you know, work as a team to win conference this year, and holding each other accountable to that standard.
Well, I know, make that GPAC conference indoor meet, and in the outdoor season, the conference meet's important, and boy, you would love to get a trip to Gainesville, Florida for that national meet, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that's been on my mind since they came out, and all of us girls saw that, and, you know, we've been looking at the B standard and the A standard so far, and so obviously everybody's goal is to be down, you know, in Florida, but this year, I think since we didn't make it in our 4x4 last indoor season, I think this year we've been working even harder, you know, because we want it that bad, you know, we want to go down there, we want to not just go to nationals, but our 4x4 would like to place at nationals. We've been on the big stage before, you know, as such a young team, and it'd be pretty special if we could go down there and bring home some hardware at nationals.